I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The debate over whaling continues to roil international waters. Whaling has largely been banned for almost 25 years, but the moratorium is riddled with loopholes and contradictions. In a few minutes, we'll talk with a marine biologist about those contradictions and about the science and ethics of whaling today. But first, members of the International Whaling Commission are meeting in Morocco this month to try to rewrite the Global Whaling Treaty. The head of the IWC has floated a compromise proposal that he hopes will find common ground among some of the opposing countries. But as Eric Kneeler reports, consensus will be difficult to reach.
The high seas battle over whaling may be one of the longest-running environmental conflicts and shows no signs of winding down. Earlier this year, radical environmentalists rammed a Japanese whaling ship, recorded here on Animal Planet's reality show, Whale Wars.
Are you willing to risk your life to protect a whale? Asking that question for fun.
Australia fired a more diplomatic shot last week. It plans to sue Japan for violating a 1986 international ban on commercial whaling in Antarctic waters. Japan says the 400 whales it killed in the Southern Ocean last season were for scientific purposes, which is allowed under current treaty. Australia says the whales are really for eating, not research. A new plan offered by the head of the International Whaling Commission would get rid of Japan's scientific loophole while cutting the overall whale harvest in half over the next 10 years. Christiane Macchiera is the IWC chairman.
It will allow those who are currently whaling to continue to do so at a very reduced levels. But it just doesn't simply lift the moratorium and say, look, it's a free-for-all, go out there and hunt.
Macchiera says none of the 88 IWC nations are yet happy with the proposal, but are at least willing to sit down and talk.
This is not a take-it-or-leave-it proposal, nor any arrangement has been done around it. This will be negotiated.
Still, some advocates say there shouldn't be any whaling at all in the Southern Ocean. Susan Lieberman is policy director at the Pew Environment Group.
Japan argues that they have a long tradition of whaling. They do, but they don't have a long tradition of sending ships all the way from Japan down to Antarctica. There's no economic or social reason, nor is it critical for Japanese food security.
Japan's appetite for whale meat is also central to another part of the IWC proposal. The plan would shut down the international whale meat trade from Iceland to Japan. Iceland harvests a smaller number of whales in the North Atlantic. The island nation opposes the trade ban. Iceland's representative Thomas Heider says his country must protect its right to make a living from the ocean.
This is a very important principle for us. We cannot go along with accepting any restrictions on trade in whale products that are sustainably harvested, like ours.
Heider says he worries that a ban on whale meat exports could set a precedent that would eventually undermine Iceland's valuable commercial fishing industry.
We export more than 95% of all our fish caught in Iceland. So for us to accept the notion that we would restrict international trade would undermine that principle.
For its part, the United States is pushing the IWC for global trade restrictions and a complete removal of whaling ships from Antarctic waters. It also wants official recognition that whales face new threats from climate change. Monica Medina is the U.S. representative.
If we don't see that the IWC is going to be able to do those things under the new agreement, we wouldn't go forward with it. But we are hopeful and optimistic.
The three-week IWC meeting gets underway this week in Morocco. Delegates say they hope to fix what many consider a broken system of deciding who gets to hunt how many whales. For The World, I'm Eric Kneeler.